English for Migrants, a free weekly program to help migrants improve their English with your English teacher, Adam.
Kia ora and welcome to my show in Auckland today. And if you are listening to me in the Wairarapa region on Arrow FM, a very special welcome to you. I am Adon Kumar, your English teacher. If you want to improve your English, you are in the right place, and I'm a migrant just like you. And my passion is to help migrants succeed. So every Sunday at 11:20 a.m., I'll bring you a new English lesson to help you gain confidence in your speaking, listening, reading, and writing. I'll also have a regular live interview program called Get Real, where I invite special guests and experts on my show to share their real-world experiences with you. And if you want to be one of my guests, do send me an email and I will contact you and get you onto this radio program. Well, a couple of announcements. The New Lynn Citizens Advice Bureau is organizing another free workshop for migrants in September. And I will be leading the workshop. Seats are limited, so you need to call and register to attend. So, ring the New Lynn Citizens Advice Bureau on 09-827-7830. 09-827-7830 or 09-827-4731. 09-827-4731. Of course, you can also email them at newlynn@cab.org.nz. newlynn@cab.org.nz. Well, also the Mount Albert CAB branch will be holding another seminar for new migrants on employment in New Zealand also in September, and I will be also doing that workshop. So you can also call the Mount Albert Citizens Advice Bureau and register your name there. Well, let's move on. Did you enjoy my live interview with Kismani, the lady from Ceylon, last week? She's a bubbly person and she shared how she came to New Zealand from Sri Lanka to study and start a new life. Has she succeeded? I believe so. And I was really inspired by her story and the tips she gave to migrants like you who can also succeed just like her. What did she do? You know, I posted her photo on my Facebook page last week after the show, and over 2,300 people were reached through that. And they were all really excited and proud of Kismani. And you can also go to my Facebook. I'll give you the contact details shortly. But if you missed this exciting show last week about Kismani and how she has become a wonderful new migrant, don't worry. You can listen online at any time.
Listen to this program again online. planetaudio.org.nz/English for Migrants. That's planetaudio.org.nz/English for Migrants.
Well, you can click on the listen button on the webpage to listen to my most recent lesson. You can also click on the archive button at the bottom to listen to any of my past lessons. You can download a special show that you like, one of my lessons, or you can download all the lessons onto your computer, your smartphone, or tablet at any time from anywhere in this whole world. And everything is free. And by the end of today, you will have 131 lessons waiting for you how lucky you are. And it's all free. So why don't you go there and download whatever you wish? But let's look at today's show.
Today's English topic. English topic.
Well, the topic for today, as I advertised last week, is the language of goodbye. The language of goodbye. You know, all languages have special words for greetings, such as hello, kia ora, namaste, bula, malo, ni hao, konnichiwa, and so many other greetings. And we greet people at the beginning of the meeting. But the question is, what do we say when we end the meeting or go our separate ways? And we call all such words, whether it's beginning or middle or at the end, we call them salutations. Salutations. But today I want to talk about the salutation, which is the language of goodbye. What is it? So let's focus on some key questions that I would like to talk about in this lesson today. Number one, how did we get this English word goodbye? Have you thought about it? How did we get it? Goodbye. Number two, what are the many other words for goodbye in English? Do you know them? Or do you always just use goodbye? Well, I'm going to teach you a number of other words that you can also use. And thirdly, why am I talking about goodbye today? I'd like to give you my reason as well. So, let me explain each question and give you some interesting answers. Are you ready? Get a pen, a paper, or get your tablet ready to type some notes. Let's go. Number one, how did we get this English word goodbye? G-O-O-D-B-Y-E. Goodbye. How did we get it? Well, if you look at the word goodbye looks like two words joined together. Good and bye. Actually, the word goodbye was formed around the 1570s, 1570, the year, a few years ago. Long time ago, in fact. And the word goodbye was formed then, and it has a religious connection. In fact, a lot of greetings have some religious connections, such as Assalamu Alaikum. And in English, the word goodbye comes from an old English word. Actually, it was four separate words. It has a religious beginning. So what are the four separate words? Of course, those days they used slightly old English, such as these and thous and thine and ye and so on. So the four separate words formed in 1570s for goodbye is God be with ye, Y-E. God be with ye, meaning God be with you, plural. Ye means plural, you. So, the word goodbye comes from God be with you. God be with ye, as they used it. So, that was later on made short or contracted to say God boy, God boy, God boy, meaning God be with you. Of course, over the last 200 years or more, that word has changed to goodbye. But it really meant God be with you. So, when someone was leaving or going away, people in England in the late 1500s said, God be with you. What they meant was, they were saying some nice words to mean, may God protect you as you go. May God protect you as you leave. So it was actually a very nice phrase to say goodbye to someone, to say, I hope that God will protect you as you go. That's how we got the word goodbye, from the word God boy. God be with you. If you look at another language, there is a similar word in French called adieu, A-D-I-E-U, adieu, and it's pronounced adieu, where the word a and dieu means God. So adieu in French also is very similar to God be with you. So adieu means I leave you to God. I leave you to God to look after. That's what adieu means. So you can see some similarities in the origin of the word goodbye, God be with you, and adieu in French, which also means I leave you to God. Of course, later, this word goodbye was used for all sorts of greetings that you and I use today. Good morning, good afternoon, good day, and so on. So the word good has the origin God. God be with you in the morning, God be with you in the afternoon, God be with you today. But goodbye is still used, and it is more formal way to say goodbye to someone. So we often say goodbye, goodbye, in a formal way to someone you know. So that is how we got the word goodbye in English. Isn't that interesting? Did you know that? Let's go to number two. What are the many words, other words for goodbye? Is it the only word we can say to people when they are leaving? No. So what are some of the other goodbye words? Can you think of a few other than goodbye? Okay, let me show you. Well, you will hear a lot of Kiwis simply say bye or bye-bye, bye, bye-bye. These days, we are not so formal, so you will hear people simply say bye. This is very common, and it's become casual. You can use this word, especially at the end of a conversation in person, or on the phone, or even in the email. People say bye. Or at the end of a phone conversation, you say bye-bye. But bye-bye is often used to say goodbye to children. Have you noticed that? In the kindergarten or somewhere school where they use the word bye-bye to children and bye to adults. It's more informal. The other word that we can also use is called farewell. F-A-R-E-W-E-L-L. Have you been to a farewell party when somebody is leaving your work because they've moved on to another company? Well, we use the word farewell, F-A-R-E-W-E-L-L. Well, this word is also a very old English word. Fare means journey. You know, we use it for bus fare, the money you pay to go in a bus. So the word fare in the old English means journey. So what they mean by farewell is have a safe journey or have a safe travel. We don't use it a lot these days, the word farewell. We don't use it a lot in normal conversation, but it is used more formally. The word farewell is often more emotional, especially when you're sending someone you love at the airport, or you're not going to see that person for a long time. So you bid farewell at the airport, or when somebody is leaving in a ship, farewell. Or when somebody is not coming back, like leaving your job to join another company, we have a farewell party, not a goodbye party. We have a farewell. So it's more formal. It means you're either not coming back or you're not coming back for a long time. So we use farewell. Well, we have a lot of informal words or slightly formal words, and it means the same. We say, have a good day. Have a good day. We are used to saying words like have a good day, have a good evening, to say the same thing. It still means goodbye. But instead of goodbye, we say have a good day, have a good evening, have a nice day. This is also a bit formal, and it is used when you don't know the person very well. Somebody calls you on, your customer calls you, you don't know them in person. You might say have a good day at the end of your conversation. Kiwis also use the word take care. Take care. This is slightly formal to say goodbye when you're not going to see a person for a short time. You say take care, meaning I'll see you after this soon. So that's what we learn about saying farewell in other ways than just goodbye. Farewell. Bye-bye, have a good day, take care. Of course, we also have a lot of casual and slang goodbye words. So it'll be nice to learn them, don't you think? And I'm going to talk about a few of those. At work or at parties or very casually, you'll see and hear people talk about leaving. And what are the words they say before they leave? Or when you say goodbye to somebody more informally or more like a slang, you say, see you later. See you later. Talk to you later. Have you heard those words? See you later. Talk to you later. Meaning goodbye. So you use these sort of very casual or slang words with friends, colleagues, co-workers, and you can simply say, see ya, see ya, see you later, or talk to you later. This is very common in the office, factory, social conversation where we are very informal. And when something comes to an end, your conversation comes to an end, you would simply say, see you later, talk to you later. We have a French word, A-U, and then R-E-V-O-I-R. Au revoir. That's how it's pronounced. Au revoir. This is a French way of saying goodbye. It simply means see you again. See you again. Au revoir. Au revoir. See you again. And that sounds very romantic, doesn't it? Very loving and romantic in French. Au revoir. See you again. Lots of Kiwis use words such as catcha, catcha later, meaning catch you later. So if you want to be really, really casual, you will hear lots of Kiwis say catcha, meaning catch you later, catcha later. Catch you later, not a calculator. Catch you later. So this is another way to say to somebody, see you later. Instead of see you later, you say catch you later. Catch you later. Or you can use this word, keep in touch. Keep in touch. So keep in touch means goodbye, but you are actually asking them to be in contact with you. Keep in touch, meaning don't forget me. Keep communicating with me. Keep in touch with me. But how? When they're already leaving. They might have gone to England. They might have gone to India or China. How can they keep in touch? Well, they can. In the old days, they used to write letters and so on. But today, it's so easy with modern technology. So when you say keep in touch, you can keep in touch by mobile phone, Facebook, chat, QQ, Weibo, Messenger, texting, email, or even Skype. There are so many ways to keep in touch after you say goodbye. So you can simply say, see you later, keep in touch. Isn't that good? So many ways to say goodbye. Here's another one. Another Kiwi one, actually. More slang. They'll say, have a good one. Have a good one. Have a good one of what? Well, it's a very informal way of saying, have a good day. Have a nice flight. So good one could mean anything, whatever. Have a good time. So you'll see in here people saying goodbye to each other, and at the end they'll say, have a good one. They might even show the finger with a thumbs up. Have a good one. So you can put other words, whatever good one means. Have a good day. Have a nice good flight. Have a good one. So, really 10 different ways of saying goodbye. Can you remember all that? I hope so, and I hope you can use them. So what do you think? So many ways to say goodbye in English. Exciting. So this leads me to the next question. Why am I talking about the language of goodbye today? Actually, I have a very special reason for teaching you the language of goodbye. I feel sad to say goodbye to all of you today because this is my last radio lesson on the English for Migrants radio show at Planet FM 104.6. I started the English for Migrants radio show about 2.5 years ago. And today, sadly, is my final 131st lesson. This means I have been on air for 65.5 hours over the 2.5 years. 65.5 hours over 2.5 years. And every week on Sunday, I have given you this live radio lesson, which means I had to be here. I didn't go away on a Sunday for the last 2.5 years just for you. So, every week I've had the pleasure of teaching you one new lesson. And I've also interviewed many, many exciting migrants who shared their real world experiences with you. And I know that you've been a good friend of mine, and you've been very good listeners of mine. And I want to thank you and all my listeners for tuning in to my show each week on Planet FM 104.6 and joining me also on my Facebook page called English for Migrants. So it is time for me to say goodbye, au revoir, adieu, farewell, and see you later. I hope my lessons have helped you to improve your English and gain confidence to settle well as a migrant in New Zealand. So until we meet again, God be with you. And you are listening to Adon Kumar, your English teacher, for the last time on Planet FM 104.6 on the English for Migrants show. But the good news is you can still keep in touch with me on my Facebook page.
Join the conversation on Facebook. Facebook.com/English for Migrants. Facebook.com/English for Migrants.
Well, I'll keep my Facebook going because I want to be in touch with you. I want to be in contact with you, so you can post your comments. Every day, almost, I put something on the English for Migrants Facebook page. So that's going to continue, even though I'm going to not do the online lessons for some time. So feel free to post your questions and comments at any time, and I will personally respond to you. It's also a great way to improve your English and find other Kiwi friends. And you know what? Each week I communicate with more than 444 friends who have already joined me on my English for Migrants Facebook page. So why don't you go there now and click like on my Facebook page and join the conversation. Just on the English for Migrants, you'll see on the top like, you click it there. And after my radio program, many listeners also asked me if I can be their English teacher. Of course. If you want to meet with me personally in Auckland, I can do this, or I can teach you online via Skype. Outside this radio program, I offer my services as a private English teacher, employment coach, and a business consultant. So if you need individual face-to-face assistance from me to improve your English, prepare you for IELTS, help you with your essays, or to get some private coaching for employment, such as writing your cover letter or CV, or prepare you for the job interview. You know, recently I've also helped people, migrants, who have been exploited by their employers. So if you've got problems with your employer and you want to hire somebody to take them to court or to help you to file a case, I can do that for you. You can get in touch with me via email.
To contact your English teacher, email addon@goshenconsulting.co.nz. That's ADON at GOSHENconsulting.co.nz.
I look forward to receiving your email or joining me on my English for Migrants Facebook page. Now take a note, you can also call me on my mobile, which is 022-340-4433. And all my 131 lessons will still be available online for you to listen and download. So go there soon and download all your lessons.
Listen to this program again online, planetaudio.org.nz/English for Migrants. That's planetaudio.org.nz/English for Migrants.
You've been listening to my final English for Migrants show on Planet FM 104.6. It's been a pleasure talking to you, teaching you English, giving you lots of tips. And I want to thank all the people in my Get Real program who came here. You know, it's sad that I have to go, but I may come back sometime, because one of the reasons I had to stop this program is I need funding, and my previous sponsor, CAB, have discontinued for a while. So if I find a new sponsor, I may start again. So until we meet again, this is Addon Kumar, your English teacher on Planet FM 104.6, saying my final goodbye. God bless you, and I wish you all the very best. Keep in touch. Goodbye.